We come now in our reading of the prophet Isaiah to chapter 26. Congratulations, you have graduated from the chapters of woe, from chapters 13 to 25. Very instructive chapters, very blessed. And now we have a song that is going to praise God, and in many respects sums up all that has come. Isaiah is now looking upon the final judgment. And dare I say, Isaiah 26 is one of those soaring moments of super spirituality. I don't mean that in an unusual sense. It's the way we ought to be thinking all the time. He's glorifying in his mind and heart in all that it means to have such a Savior, to have such a righteous God, and what it means. And so he's praising him for all that God has done, because in the knowledge that there is a judgment in the end, Isaiah sees salvation for the people of God. He sees security. He sees justice being done. He sees God providing for his people. In that day, this song will be sung. That day is the day of final judgment. Verse 3 is a very well-known verse. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now, and what goes on is a prayer where he's praying about this. And a lot of things are on Isaiah's mind. He's praying that the people of God would be steadfast. He's noting that they're saved, not because they're so great, but in their weakness. And they're a people who need to be saved, a people who on their own are a failures, but they have a God of grace. He celebrates the resurrection of the body. You often hear the Old Testament knows nothing of the resurrection. Oh, really? You will hear it mentioned with great specificity in this passage. He talks about his awareness. We're aware of it. That although God is coming in the end, there's going to be a judgment of the wicked. There's going to be a vindication of those who have righteousness in Christ Jesus when he returns at that final judgment. Nonetheless, it's a long way between now and then. So it seems. And it's not going to be easy. And he acknowledges that is the case. And he rejoices in the final verse. For behold, see, this is our creed. This is our hope as well. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. It will be judgment for the wicked world. In fact, Isaiah is going to pray for the world with compassion. But it's going to be salvation for the people of God. Behold, he is coming. We have a song to rejoice. Well, listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Isaiah 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low, it lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favor is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all your works. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead. They will not live. They are shades. They will not arise. To that end, you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them. But you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. O Lord, in distress they sought you. They poured out a whispered prayer when your discipline was upon them. Like a pregnant woman who writhes and cries out in her pangs when she is near to giving birth, so were we because of you, O Lord. We were pregnant, we writhed, but we had given birth to wind. We have accomplished no deliverance in the earth, and the inhabitants of the world have not fallen. Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell on the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth will disclose the blood shed on it, and will no more cover its slain. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.